American Broadcasting Network presents The Bill Kemp Show with Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, the Noteworthies, and the music of Neil Hefti and his orchestra. I'm George Ansbrough, and now here's our Bill Kemp.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, now we're going to get the whole gang together to open our show, The Noteworthies, Betty Holt, Peter Hanley, Neil Hefti in the orchestra, and Honeycomb.
Then they combed the world and they gathered all of the honeycomb in the one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from the million trips
made my baby's lips. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, made a walking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Now if you heard tell how they made a bee, then tried a hand at a green, green tree. So the tree was made, and I guess you've heard.
Next they made a bird.
Now they waited round till the end of spring, saving every note the bird did sing. Then they wrote it up into one sweet tone.
For my honeycomb,
honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, made a rocking, talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good life when I have a wife like honeycomb.
In a little while, when they made that fur, they looked around for a little word. It sounded sweet as a turtle dove.
So they called it love.
Then they went around looking everywhere, taking love from here and love from there, and stored it up in a little heart.
For my honey's heart, honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. Just a hank of hair and a piece of bone, they walked in talking honeycomb. Honeycomb, won't you be my baby? Honeycomb, be my own. What a darn good
life when I have a wife like honeycomb. Baby, won't you be my honeycomb? Thank you, kids. All right. Let's see, Pete Hanley is front and center right now. Let's give him a big welcome as he sings Special Angel. Peter Hanley.
You are my special angel,
sent from up above. The Lord smiled down on me and said, you're an angel, heaven is in your eyes. A smile from your lips brings the summer sunshine. Tears from your eyes bring the rain. I feel your touch, your warm embrace, and I'm in heaven again.
Playing a number. Yeah, I'm going to do a medley of my hit. Neil Hefti in the orchestra and Star of Love. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a public service, this program periodically attempts to rehabilitate unemployed personnel, people who, through no fault of their own, are in need of a job. And we have one such gentleman with us this evening. Sir, will you step up to the microphone and give us your name?
Mr. Harold George.
Mr. Harold George?
Correct. I was a pretty big man once, but right now I'm a lieutenant colonel in the Army of the Unemployed.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, sir. What was your previous occupation, Mr. George?
I was a blurber.
A blurber?
Yes, a blurber. You see, I made up provocative sayings for movie posters. You know, you've seen them in front of every movie theater. There's a big sign with a picture on it.
Yes, I've seen them.
Well, I wrote the blurbs underneath. Matter of fact, some of my blurbs have been actual classics. Would you like to hear a few?
Well, certainly.
How about this one? Pagan women in a frenzy of strange and forbidden rituals. This is the tender story of a boy and his giant squid.
Well, that's pretty terrific.
Yeah, it is.
George,
yeah.
How is it that you're looking for a new job right now?
Well, one day my director told me to do a blurb for a new picture starring Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, and Peter Lorre. I did a terrific one, but I don't know, he didn't think it was any good, so he fired me.
What was your blurb?
I had it written, "The Gay Adventures of Three Devil-May-Care Vampires and the Old Bats They Left Behind." Didn't like it, though.
Well, now, that sounds very good to me, Mr. George.
Well, you have good taste.
However, keep your chin up, sir.
Well,
I'm sure that your appearance on this program will be instrumental in your obtaining another blurber position.
Get a hold of yourself, boy. Of course, honestly, if you'd had a good blurb man at this network here, you could have given your...
That'll be quite enough, Mr. George. However, thank you for appearing on the program tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now back to our music friends, and here's Betty Holt with Listen to the Rockin' Bird.
Listen to the rockin' bird. He rocks and rolls while he flies around the sky. Oh, listen to the rockin' bird. Hear that little bumpin' bird. He's flying high and here's the reason why. Oh, I rock all the day in the breeze on the branches of the trees. Rock and roll all day in the trees, on the branches, in the trees all the day. Oh, I rock all day in the trees, on the branches of the trees. Rock and roll all day in the breezes, on the branches in the breezes of the day. Oh, listen to the rocking bird, and listen to the rocking bird. Hey, that fancy shocking rocking mocking bird got
Betty, that was just delightful. So, this woman, who was a resident of the fashionable Nob Hill section of San Francisco, she hired an affable new Chinese houseboy, but she found his name too difficult for everyday use, and she said to him, "Look, I can't go around calling you Puyu Ling Tian Mi all the time. I'll just call you Russell, if you don't mind." And the Chinese houseboy, he beamed at her, and he said, "Okay, lady, but please to tell me your name again." And this society-type woman said very haughtily, "I am Mrs. Eustace Tewksbury Foppingham." And the houseboy said, "Well, you too long, too. I just call you Charlie." Hmm? That was written by our maestro, Neil Heppe. It's an original tune. This is Kemp calling again. Into each life, a little rain must fall, and I'm your drip for tonight. Boy, it's coming down out there outside, as a matter of fact. And this is the program, friends, that has a message. Due to the fact that our musicians double as Western Union boys. You know... Dad, I told you to stay home tonight. You know, a lot of people wonder what an entertainer does with himself all day. And kind of speaking for myself, I sit around the house and I whistle. And I've told this to a lot of people. They say, you sit around the house and whistle? And I say, yes. And I admit, I don't make any money that way, but I tell you, I got the finest collection of dogs you ever saw in your life. Wild home I have. All of which has absolutely nothing to do with our next musical number, so let's get to it, shall we? The Noteworthies are on stage now, and here they are to sing, You Send Me. To it, You Send Me. Matter of fact, we had a teenage girl wrote in the other day and said that Peter Handley sends her. Peter Handley sends her, and she said, I send her too, but it's a shorter trip. So it's just, say, I don't know whether you've ever heard of a thing called the show plane. Now, this is on the level. This is legit. It's a fabulous thing. They provide a most exciting tour of Europe, and I'd like to read an excerpt from their advertisement, if I may. It reads as follows, and I quote, hardly a wrinkle in your dress or your trousers as you land in London and are whisked to the plush Savoy Hotel where the showplane tour begins weaving its magic spell. Sir Laurence Olivier, charming, suave star of stage and screen, and Vivian Leigh will keep you spellbound and highly amused as well as captivated when you meet at a champagne cocktail party. When such imposing luminaries as Doug Fairbanks, Sophia Loren, and William Holden invite you to meet them for tea, you'll know that this is luxury. And the merry whirl goes on. Cocktails with Marie Chevalier, and then a front row center seat at the Folies Bergère. Now, that's on the level. I was actually reading from their advertisement, and, well, not to be outdone, excuse me here, I must pay my gas bill. Not to be outdone on this program, we too are launching a show business tour, and here's what we are going to offer. Kemp tour guests will assemble for dinner at the fashionable Central Park Zoo cafeteria, the employee's entrance, of course. Now, wait, I'll use it later. Then it's off to adventure as you're whisked by foot to the Con Edison plant, where we will personally give each guest an electric bill with your own name inscribed on it. And then it's off to Broadway and the Mark Hellinger Theater, where My Fair Lady is playing, and you'll receive a special treat during each intermission as I come out of the theater and tell you all about the play. And can there be more? Why, certainly there is more than you possibly could dream about. Put on your tweeds as your tour takes you aboard the famed IRT subway, where there you will witness the greatest show in New York, featuring a cast of millions. It's called The Rush Hour. All fun. And yet the merry whirl goes on as you visit an actual television show and meet a man whose voice is familiar to many New Yorkers. Yes, you will personally meet and shake the hand of the projectionist on The Late Late Show. How about that, eh? And you may even share his lunch if you're quick. And then, finally, it's off to quaint Greenwich Village here in New York, where you will personally visit the walk-up apartment of George Ansbro, boy announcer. George, George will take the guests on a tour of his entire apartment building as they join him, as he goes on his nightly rounds collecting trash. Now, isn't that fun? Yes, I think it is. Okay. I know what you mean. I'm Betty Holt standing here. She's a doll. I wish you could see this girl. If we had one more like her, what bookends? Here she is to sing I'm Playing Solitaire.
I'm playing solitaire with my deck of broken dreams. Each card I play brings memories of you. I'm playing solitaire 'cause I'm all alone at sea. You said goodbye, that's why I'm feeling blue. You were the king, I was the queen, but the cards were all stacked. The queen lost her king. There was a joker in the pack, so I'm playing solitaire with my deck of broken dreams. I'm dreaming that you're in my arms again. King, I was the queen, but the cards were all stacked. The queen lost her king. There was a joker in the pack, so I'm playing solitaire with my deck of broken dreams. I'm dreaming that you're in my arms again.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have a very interesting guest with us here in the theater. He's one of the top writers, top material writers in this business, and for the past 10 years, he's been writing material for Professor Backwards. Welcome to the show, sir.
Here be tonight.
Tell me, sir, how long have you been with Professor Backwards?
Years 10, about, say,
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you like to work with?
No, I people finally want to see that mind's my endowed us is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't suppose you could dispute that. Certainly, I wouldn't argue the point. What plans do you have for the future?
Not may I again, then, and backwards, Professor, with stay might I depends on it.
Yes, I see. One final question, sir, if I may. What do you think of our program?
One of the worst things I've ever heard.
Night good, and you thank. All right, here's Peter Hanley to sing All the Way.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. To be near you when you need someone to cheer you. Oh,
Pete. Beautifully done. It's a lovely, lovely number, too. Gee, that's a pretty sound. So this ventriloquist, he wasn't able to get a vaudeville booking, and what he did, he couldn't get bookings to vaudeville, so he turned to spiritualism, and he opened a medium's parlor, you see? And his first patron was a widow who wanted to talk to her departed husband. So this ventriloquist, he did his stuff, and the widow was absolutely delighted. And after the seance was over, she gave him $50, and she asked if she might come again the following week. And the ventriloquist, holding the $50 in his hand, was so eager to please her that he said, "Madam, I'll not only let him speak to you, but I'll drink a glass of water at the same time." And his orchestra. This is a number from Neil's new album, Music to Listen to Records By. This is called April Love. Pretty thing.
Singing Hill.
And now here's lovely Betty Holt with a lovely song called I Never Felt More Like Falling in Love.
I never felt more like falling in love than I do tonight. I never felt less like fighting off love than I do. Really, what a wonderful, beautiful, marvelous, heavenly kind of feeling. Oh, I never felt more like felt more like falling in love than I do tonight. Never felt less like fighting off love than I do tonight. You only kissed me once and said me really.
Has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.